brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
We got somewhere and there was no music playing, and I just, you know, I looked at the guys and said, "Hey, y'all want me to sing?" Like, yeah.
You can be humbled in the coaching world just as much as you can be humbled as a player. So it's probably one of the best things that happened.
Our entire senior class essentially got food poisoning.
Welcome to a special bonus edition of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. I'm Hannah Gooden, and over the past couple of weeks, John Nelson and myself had the chance to catch up with a lot of coaches from around the state. You can find those interviews across all the GPB platforms, the website, YouTube, social media. They are everywhere. During those interviews, we asked the coaches to share their superstitions, traditions, and funny stories with us. And this special podcast episode is a collection of all those answers. We'll hear about a coach that sings to his players, a massive case of pregame meal food poisoning, embarrassing moments, and questionable decisions, all in the name of high school football. First up, Bainbridge head coach Jeff Littleton.
Well, there's one thing that me and some of the coaches, we always kind of get together before pregame and maybe do a little workout. You know, they call it the gun show. So, you know, it's fun for the coaches. The kids like to watch us, you know, old men in there, you know, working out a little bit. So it's fun for everybody.
Showing off their guns.
Mm-hmm. I know those golf shirts, you probably tuck the sleeves up to sit there and just kind of show them off a little bit, or you wear tight t-shirts, those kinds of things.
Oh, that's
there
funny.
You go. Yeah. There you go.
Thanks for sharing, Coach. Next is Coach Jonathan DeLay from Thomasville.
So I got kind of a couple things. So when I've been an assistant here since 2017. My job was to, as the quarterback's coach, was to make sure I clean the footballs and get them set on the field right. And then, you know, pregame stuff, we do certain things, but I'm still a stickler for footballs. I mean, we got a set of 8 balls that all we do is play games with them. We've got a set of 6 that all we do is we pregame warm up with those 6. We got a set that we just practice with. There's a lot of things that go into that. But so Friday nights when I go out there and I set the balls up, I put them a certain way where the GST logo, it always has to face the end zone. That's something that I do. And then so the first group that we always bring out is quarterbacks and centers, and their first thing they do is they stretch each other. And I don't know when this started. I was an assistant, but you know, usually when we're at home, there's music playing when that's happening. So we got somewhere and there was no music playing, and I just, you know, I looked at the guys and said, "Hey, y'all want me to sing?" And they're like, "Yeah." Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. That's whether we're home or away, music's playing, whatever. I'm gonna start with that one. We even put it on our pregame list here at home. So just kind of, it's just something I do.
Oh, man, we need a video.
But is it your version that is played if you're on the road? Is it
No.
Just checking.
Like
it's
recording.
Me singing a cappella before the music comes on.
Okay. Oh, we need video
amazing.
Of this.
Yeah,
oh, somebody's got to have video of this.
Awesome, Coach. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and I look forward to hearing that someday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I appreciate you guys having us, and go Dogs.
Oh, that's
perfect. Great.
Does video exist of this? Did anybody shoot anything like on Instagram or anything?
I hope not.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, now we're gonna have to dig for this now.
Yeah.
Now,
all right, the coach. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Be good.
See ya.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Wayne County head coach Jay Beauchamp is next with a funny coaching moment.
All right, I got one for you. I was an assistant for my dad. All right, so I just got done playing at Georgia Southern. So I was, you know, halfway still decent in shape, you know. literally just got done playing. And I'm coaching the quarterbacks for my dad. I wasn't a coordinator, just coaching the quarterbacks. And we go to camp like everybody does. And we're doing what we call a county fair, just agility drills. And it's a thumbs up, thumbs down deal, right? You know, if we don't do it good, thumbs down, we're doing it again. So, of course, I'm, I don't know, 22, 23 years old, man, I'm ready to go. And my drill was the ladder station. So just ladder drills, you know, just 1 foot in each box and go. Well, I was going to demonstrate it, you know, I was going to demonstrate the drill. You know, I felt pretty confident, right? I played quarterback in college and I was halfway successful. Guys, the first station, first drill, I go out and I demonstrate it. I hit the second one and I hit face first right there. And needless to say, that group got a thumbs up for me and we rotate. So I found out very fast. You can be humbled in the coaching world just as much as you can be humbled as a player. So it's probably one of the best things that happened to me.
Richmond Hill coach Matt Lazat is next on the podcast with an almost unbelievable story. What is a funny coaching memory? So you're entering your ninth season with the Wildcats, but have been coaching for a while. So share a funny coaching memory.
Yeah. Well, this story, and it, man, I feel like I've told it like four times in the past 3 weeks. But
well, here you go again.
And people they're like, okay. They think it's sugarcoated and they think it's an exaggeration. But I forget what year. I think it was my second year here at Richmond Hill. So 2016, we're playing South Effingham High School, and pregame warmups. One of our best players, our best player at the time, is over on the sideline. And I'm like, what's wrong with him? And nobody knows. And he's down on a knee. And then all of a sudden I seen vomit. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, like, you know, these kids, they'll take some pre-workout or something to get amped up. And I'm like, man, this guy got too amped up for this big region game. Right. And then another guy's on the sideline and another, and then ambulances are being called. And I'm like, what is going on? Our entire senior class essentially got food poisoning.
Oh,
and
my
in
God.
The pregame meal.
Wow.
We played with our punter, who had never played defensive line, was playing defensive end for us.
Oh my gosh.
And we won the game. I don't know how we won the game, but
with the punter on the defensive line.
Yes, it's God's honest truth. And we won the game, and I really don't know how we did, but we had essentially like 70, 80% of our starters were out.
Wow.
Sick. I mean, people were going to the hospital. There was this continuous line of ambulances taking our guys to the hospital.
Wow.
Because I mean, it was just bad. And you know, that was one for the record books right there. When I'll never forget sitting at my desk after that game, like how that just happened, and no one's ever going to believe it.
What
no one's
eat?
Ever going to believe it. But I think it was a potato salad that sat out too long.
Oh.
The senior class ate first, and so it was that first batch that had been open, and it was I was like, oh gosh.
Wow.
But we pulled
that's a
it
great
out.
Story.
We pulled it out
that's a great story and a win.
About it.
and
a win. That was crazy, but you know, it's funny hearing all of our coaches' renditions of it. They all match up, but everyone has their own little side story about their position group or something that's happening. And I'll never forget our defensive line coach telling me about the punter who was playing D-line. He's never played this much football in his life. And he's like tapping out. He's like, coach, I got to come out. He's like, you have to stay in. We don't have anybody else. You have to stay in. And he throws up through his face mask, like right at the numbers. And I turned around and jogs back in and keeps playing. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's crazy, but it's one of the craziest stories craziest coaching experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's one of the craziest ones we've heard
so far
in our interview
series. And that's one of the craziest ones I've ever heard. See, Matt, you've never told me that story.
Oh, that's great.
It's it usually comes out around a campfire or something like that. Like, hey guys, you're not gonna believe this. But it's fun. We bring it up every year. Every year when we go into the preseason, we add a bunch of new coaches to our staff and whatnot. And some of these old birds will be like, man, y'all remember that time? And I'm like, yes, I do.
And then you never serve potato salad again.
No, we really changed our pregame meal philosophy after that. And
I'm sure.
And I think this year we're looking to branch off a little bit. But I tell you, that that kind of set us back for a little bit as far as variety goes for our pregame meal.
Oh, that's funny. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Coach.
All right, so let me ask you this. What game was it? You said it was in year two?
It was South Effingham.
Okay. Do highlights or videos pictures?
I don't think we want.
No. Not of them like throwing up or anything, but just the idea of, you know, having your punter playing D-line. Does like huddle exist on this or what?
Yeah, let me see what I can pull up, and I'll try to shoot it to you.
Oh.
That would be great. I mean, looking back on it, I'd love to see who all was playing that. Okay, we had a couple of seniors that ended up playing because they didn't eat, and they laughed about it. They're like, "I'm so glad I didn't eat it." But I mean, it was bad. It looked like a war zone on the sideline. I mean, just medical personnel flying down on the sideline and taking people out on stretchers. Oh, it was crazy.
I'm surprised that many players ate the potato salad. But
if it's seniors,
item.
But if it's in the line, you're eating it. It's a pregame meal. You're eating it, whether you like it or not.
It must have been some good potato salad.
Yeah.
Well, and because now my brain is spinning here.
We got to go, John. We got to let him go. Let the man go.
Okay, so Matt, I'll catch up with you later. This is a fantastic story, but I want to find out more about it. So I will catch up with you soon about this, like maybe like tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
That way you and I can just talk on the phone.
Give me a little time to reach out to some of these guys and see if I can find some better stories. But the one about our punter throwing up through his face mask might be my favorite one of the evening. But,
yeah. And you can't come out. You got to stay back. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Thanks for doing this, Matt. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank y'all for having me.
All right.
Thanks,
be good. Oh, wow.
When we asked Wilcox County head coach Rob Stowe to share a funny story, he told us a story about coaching with his son.
Well, there's a lot of them, but to be honest with you, the one that come off my mind right off the bat is also going to be involving my son Jay Stowe, who coached for me his first year. This is a couple of years ago. He's now at Hart County High School. And so anyway, I'll go ahead and start at the end of the story and come back and walk you through it.
Okay.
We came in, you know, after the game, the first game of the season at home, and I look on top of a refrigerator that's in our coach's office, and I see different types of green camouflage paint cans. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what in the world is this stuff, one, doing in here? And then why is it in here and all this kind of stuff? So come to find out, my son Jay had painted the wrong number on the wrong line and had gone down to the local hardware shop. And we may not have a lot of stuff in Wilcox County, but when it comes to hunting supplies, we have it. And he bought him some camouflage paint, and he painted over that sucker and made it look like, you know, just regular old grass. But I guess that was a resourceful, funny moment of using some camouflage to fix a mess up on the field.
So lots of green paint there. Got it.
There was. That's right. Yeah, we can do the camo with the best.
Oh, that's hilarious. Thanks for sharing. That was a good one. Rome High School head coach John Reed shared a story that can be summed up pretty much like this. Kids say the darndest things.
First of all, there's a funny story every day. I coach 16-year-olds.
That's true.
It's a funny story every day.
Yep.
So I will tell you one, and I think John will appreciate this. It's well documented what we did at East Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out of Alcoa, Tennessee, and in the first year we went, I don't know, 13-1 or something, went to the Final Four and so forth with the team that those 13 victories were probably half the victories they'd had total since the school started out. But the story is this. My daughter came with me at the semester, and she's a really good athlete. She reminds me a little bit of what's the girl that was in the football movie, Hayden? You know the movie, not The Blind Side, the other one with the North Carolina team or South Carolina team.
Oh, see, now.
I'm blanking.
Okay, keep going with the story. I'll think of the movie.
Anyhow, my daughter's like a lot like that actor where she wasn't on the team, but she thought she was. You know, she was over here at drills and getting water and all that. And she knew a lot about football. She ended up being a really good coach and a college basketball player. So we're at East Paulding and we're first practice. And she's watching practice. And I'm struggling because we're not very good. We're awful. And John can attest to that. So we get done with practice. We're driving home, and we're staying at a house and renting a house. And on the way home, it's real quiet. And she goes, "Daddy?" I go, "Yes, sweetheart." And she said, "We suck, don't we?" And I said, "Yes, we do." She goes, "I knew it."
I knew it.
Yeah, and she know, the funniest part about that story is she'd only known Alcoa football. Mm-hmm. And so for 3 years there, we won a state championship every year.
Yeah.
There's other ones, Hannah, but that's the best way to come up.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
With the daughter.
That daughter reminds me of my daughter.
Okay.
Mark Stroud, head coach at Calvary Day, is next on the podcast to share a story about trying to fire up the kids at a pep rally.
Wow. You know, I have a lot of those. We talk about those a lot, actually. Little things have happened along with them. I don't know if I can pull a good one out. I guess, you know, when we were trying, I was at Toombs County early in my career, and, you know, we would, you know, I was 27 years old as a head coach. And I thought I knew everything. And I realized as soon as I became a head coach, I didn't know anything at all. And I had so much, I mean, I was just clueless, really. I was just amazingly clueless. So I was trying everything in the world to get things going. And, you know, we were really bad the first couple of years there. Then we got really good for a long period of time. But I was practicing this trick for our pep rally. I think other guys have probably done this along the way, so I'm sure I stole it from someone, heard it from somewhere probably. But I took like a foot long black tail worm and I stuck him in my mouth and I held him in my mouth in front of the entire student body.
Oh no.
And told a story. And I won't go into all the story, but it's about doing whatever it takes, right? And then at the very end, I just reach in and flip him out of my mouth, throw him on the ground on the gym floor. He just starts crawling around out there, and the place goes crazy. They lose their mind. And I think we probably still got beat.
even with the worm.
And with the worm and the other thing, similar to that, we were playing a rival early on Vidalia.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those first years. And, you know, again, I'm like 27. And so you do anything, right? At 27, you don't. And I'm like, listen, if we win tonight, I'm shaving my head as soon as we get through with this thing tonight. And so we went in after warmups and I went back in the very back. And I shaved my head before the game.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so I ran into the field house, my wife will say, with hair. And I came out bald, completely bald.
You can imagine
the haircut I took from one of our assistant coaches in there. Oh, and we played really well, but I think we also got beat
again. He got beat again.
Those are, but there's many, many stories with kids along the way that have done many things. But it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those. Thanks for listening to a special bonus edition of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. We hope you enjoyed all the superstitions, traditions, and funny stories. Don't forget to check out the full interviews and videos on our social media at GPB Sports.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.